President condemns impeachment inquiry.
It's an illegal act as far as I'm concerned.
Saudi spies at Twitter.
Espionage has gotten to a new level.
Promising PTSD treatment.
I started grinning and I couldn't quit. And I said, this stuff works.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. President Trump went before a supportive crowd in Louisiana to attack the whistleblower and condemn House Democrats and their impeachment inquiry.
People should stop. Maybe go to the Supreme Court, maybe, but they got to stop it. Because we have a country to run.
And Mr. Trump tweets, it's totally untrue that he tried to get his attorney general to publicly say he did nothing wrong when he spoke on the phone to Ukraine's president. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
When the Mueller report was released earlier this year, Bill Barr made a statement in front of cameras.
The evidence developed by the special counsel is not sufficient to establish that the president committed an obstruction of justice offense.
Now, published reports say the president wanted Barr to hold a similar news conference this fall, around the time the White House released the rough transcript of the president's call with his Ukrainian counterpart. Barr reportedly declined. The Justice Department did put out a paper statement indicating it had concluded Mr. Trump didn't violate campaign finance laws when he asked a favor of Volodymyr Zelensky.
Well, correspondent Ben Tracy has more on the Republican effort to gain the upper hand in the court of public opinion.
CBS News has learned the administration is now beefing up its communications team, bringing in former Treasury Department spokesperson Tony Sayegh and former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi to help the White House fight back. The White House is now sending a representative to a daily meeting on Capitol Hill, where Republicans are coordinating their message and strategy on impeachment.
Well, former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton is expected to be a no-show for a closed-door deposition today. CBS's Nancy Cordes says the first public impeachment hearings will begin next Wednesday.
Democrats have gathered all the evidence. Now they need to lay it out for the jury in the most compelling way. And they're starting with the people they believe are their most compelling witnesses, nonpartisan, decades of experience, all of them very well spoken, witnesses to or victims of this back channel diplomacy that they say was only in the president's interest.
Well, Saudi Arabia's King Salman is meeting today with the head of the CIA, a meeting that happens to come in the wake of the U.S. charging two former Twitter employees of spying for the kingdom. CBS's Jeff Pagaz.
In custody this morning, Ahmad Abu Amo. Federal law enforcement sources confirm that he was arrested in Seattle. Ali Al-Zabara, who is a Saudi citizen, is said to have fled the U.S. Investigators believe the two were working as assets of the Saudi government, and Al-Zabara spied on upwards of 6,000 Twitter accounts, some of whom were known Saudi critics. The men were paid in cash and jewelry. Abu Amo and Al-Zabara are accused of working with a Saudi official connected to the family of the country's leader, Mohammed bin Salman.
Well, the first funerals will be held today for the nine American women and children killed in northern Mexico by drug cartel gunmen. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez is there and has the latest on the investigation.
Mexican government officials now believe the killers, who opened fire on the families, belong to La Línea, part of the Juarez drug cartel. They say the attackers entered the territory of the rival Sinaloa cartel Sunday near La Mora, where the extended LeBaron family lived. Mexican authorities believe the gunmen opened fire on the family's three SUVs, first mistaking them for cartel members. But family members, including Max LeBaron, say the group was targeted.
There's no logical reason behind it other than the fact that they're just terrorist organizations.
They point out that children traveling with 29-year-old Christina Langford Johnson say she raised her arms to show she was not a threat.
She tried to identify that there was women and children there, and she got gunned down.
This is Steve Futterman in Tucson. As the funerals begin a couple hundred miles away, there is some encouraging news here, where some of the wounded children have been receiving treatment. Originally, five children were admitted to the hospital. Now, according to relatives, two of those children, girls ages 9 and 14, have been released. They had suffered only minor injuries. The three others, all boys ranging in age from 9 months to 8 years, are said to be stable and recovering.
A surveillance photo has led to arrests in connection with the death of a couple. Their bodies were found buried on a South Texas beach. CBS's Meg Oliver says Adam Williams was arrested south of the border.
That photo showed the 33-year-old Williams behind the wheel of the murdered couple's truck. truck. The arrest warrant accuses him of felony auto theft. Mexican authorities also detained the woman seen sitting next to him, identified as Amanda Noverre. They say she was in the country illegally.
Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin has asked for a re-canvass of election results that have him 5,000 votes behind Democratic challenger Andy Beshear. There is no mandatory vote recount law in the state. Beshear says he's confident in the outcome. Former Trump Attorney General Jeff Sessions is expected to announce today he's going to run for his old Senate seat in Alabama. An Arctic blast invades the central U.S. today, and eventually bitter cold will be felt in the east and parts of the south, too. Forecaster Jeff Berardelli.
150 cold records possible from the weekend to midweek. This is going to go all the way down to the Gulf Coast with temperatures near freezing there. And there could actually be some snow in places like D.C., Richmond, New York, and Boston.
A new study offers what may be promising answers for people with post-traumatic stress disorder. CBS's Dr. Tara Narula says it's a treatment with an anesthetic called SGB.
Active duty military members with PTSD were given two injections 2 weeks apart. Some with SGB and others with a placebo. Their symptoms were monitored for 8 weeks. Those who got the SGB injection saw twice as much improvement.
In Bartlesville, Oklahoma, flu shots at a group home, and there was a big mistake.
The vial that contained the flu vaccine was traded out for a vial containing what we believe to be insulin.
Police Chief Tracy Rolls says 8 residents and 2 staffers are being treated at a hospital. The pharmacist who administered the shots is cooperating in the investigation. Fans of a late pop superstar are getting a taste of some previously unreleased material, as we hear from CBS's Matt Piper.
Nearly 3 years after his death, George Michael is out with new music. This is How We Want You to Get High will appear over the closing credits of the upcoming movie Last Christmas, which opens Friday. Universal Music Group says it was recorded during his final studio sessions and is also the first original material by the artist to come out in 7 years. This one is one of 4 songs that he completed for an album he was recording at the time of his death on Christmas Day 2016. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Producers of an independent film called Finding Jack are using a computer-generated James Dean, tapping into old footage and photos with a new voiceover. Dean died in 1955 at age 24. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.